You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Matt Migaki, the vocalist of Cryptopsy and the host of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, where I sit down with fellow metal musicians. We talk all about their lives and music while sharing killer craft beers. If you've ever wanted to sneak backstage and share a beer with one of your favorite musicians, well, Vox and Hops is the podcast for you. This week on the podcast, I dropped an amazing episode with Dom Grimal of The Last Felony, Ion Dissonance, and Cryptopsy. There is this episode and over 450 other ones to help you enjoy life, metal, and craft beer. So what are you waiting for? It's time to become a Vox and Hops head. Cheers!
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
The content of this episode of the Daily Music Business Podcast comes from a video on the YouTube channel of Outer Loop Group. Go to outerloop.group/YouTube to subscribe. For Outer Loop Coaching's free 7 steps to getting signed PDF, please visit outerloopcoaching.com today. Let's dive in.
Hi, this is Paul from Outer Loop Coaching and outerloopcoaching.com. I'm here to talk to you this week to answer the question once and for all, do you need a producer? Before we dive in, real quick, go to outerloopcoaching.com right now. Download for free the music management primer written by Mike Mallory of Outer Loop Coaching, Outer Loop Records, and Outer Loop Group, Outer Loop Management. He's the man. It's a great book, and it's free. Do it now. Also, if you're listening to this on Mike Mallory's Managemental Podcast, subscribe to us on YouTube at Outer Loop Records, and you'll be able to see this in all of its visual glory. Now, if you are on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to the Managemental Podcast. It has got great, great information about the music business, the modern music business, that you can apply to your career right now. Don't hesitate. Lots to do, but let's get back to it. Answering the question, do you need a producer? My answer might surprise you. Are you ready? Yes! Yes, you need a producer. You absolutely must be working with a great producer to make the most out of your songs. If you don't have the money for a producer to record an entire album, record less and spend some of that money on a producer. It is absolutely unimaginable to me why so many musicians wait so long in their career to work with somebody who will know how to make their songs better. We talked last week about all the value of a producer. So make sure you go back and listen to that one and take it in, soak it in. Don't let anybody tell you that you don't need one. Now, where do you find one? Your favorite albums. Start there. Try to network your way to the producers who are able to make the songs that sound a bit like the ones you want to make, the ones that sound like the idealized version of the songs that you're playing in your bedroom, in your garage right now. Now, if you're having trouble networking to some of the best producers in the world, that's totally understandable. Use your local network. Find a great producer in your town, not somebody who is just somebody who is good at being an engineer. I'm talking about a real, real producer who will listen to your demos and give you great advice. Now, what should they do? Find one who will help you write, arrange, and produce the songs, okay? Tim from the great band Rozu in our exclusive Facebook group had some amazingly great advice. He says, get them involved in the demo process. And he's absolutely right. So once again, do you need a producer? Absolutely yes. Spend the money on somebody who is going to make you sound the best that you possibly can. Next week, I'm going to talk about whether you should record an album or an EP. You don't want to miss it. Now, in YouTube, underneath, down below, first of all, like the video, I'd appreciate it. Subscribe, I'd appreciate it. Down below, yes or no? Did I talk you into using a producer? I'd love to know. That's it. Yes, no, real simple. Thank you very much. Outerloopcoaching.com. Once again, I'm Paul. I'll see you next week.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce.
And I'm Nolan. And this is the Corner of Gray Street Podcast. As longtime Dave Matthews Band fans, we set out to create a podcast to dive deep into the past, present, and future of DMB.
Not only do we recap and review shows within an ongoing tour, but we revisit past shows from throughout the band's history, conduct interviews with a wide variety of guests with ties to DMB, and create unique and exclusive content like our Concerts on the Corner series.
Whether you're a fan of the band or just a fan of great music, we think you'll find something you'll enjoy. We can't wait to see you on the corner of Gray Street.